There were 35 price hike announcements last year from Irish energy companies, and that trend has continued this year with all the major suppliers, including Bord Gáis Energy, Electric Ireland, Energia and Prepay Power, announcing price increases. Price hikes announced last month by Electric Ireland came into effect yesterday. They will see residential gas bills go up by 29.2% and electricity bills rise by 10.9% from next month. Let's talk now to Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications with the price comparison website bonkers.ie. Dara, good morning.
Good morning.
How many customers will be affected by the price hike which came into effect yesterday?
A good few customers, unfortunately. Electric Ireland is one of the biggest suppliers, so it's going to affect lots of households up and down the country. But we're looking at around 1.1 million electricity customers and maybe around 200,000 gas customers. So it's pretty big.
How much more will they be paying then?
So with this latest price hike, electricity customers will be paying around an extra €165 a year on their electricity bills, and then gas customers are going to be hit with an extra maybe €300 to €310 a year. So it's pretty significant, but that's just this latest price hike. If you take the most recent price hike also into account, customers are paying, you know, hundreds on their bills. And actually, since the start of last year, so since around January of 2021, the average Electric Ireland electricity customer is paying over €700 more for the electricity and around maybe €600 to €700 more for their gas. So it's a huge amount of money. Believe it or not, Electric Ireland has probably pushed through among the smallest of the price increases. All suppliers have been raising prices by absolutely astronomical amounts, and we're heading into a winter with gas and electricity prices at really, really high levels.
I've seen some people posting photographs of their energy bills on social media, summer bills which look like winter bills, if you know what I mean. As I mentioned, there are 35 price hikes last year. Are we going to see more of them in the coming months?
Yes, it's almost a given. A lot of the media attention, I think, in recent weeks has been around maybe potential blackouts and shortages of gas and the electricity. Personally, I think we'll get through the winter okay, but what we absolutely are certain to have is record prices, and it's almost certain that we're actually going to see even more price increases. So Electric Ireland obviously just recently increased its prices, but we're also seeing price increases later in the month from Panda, from Flowgas. We recently saw another price increase from Pinergy, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the other big suppliers such as Energia, Bord Gáis Energy and SSE Electricity announce price increases over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then I wouldn't be surprised if Electric Ireland had to announce another price increase in maybe October or November. But the way the war in Ukraine is panning out, gas is at absolutely astronomical levels. It's trading at around maybe 10, 11, 12 times the price it was this time last year. And unfortunately, as we use gas to generate so much for our electricity as well, that increase in gas is going to affect electricity prices, not just gas prices.
Is there anything that customers can do? Are there still discounts to be achieved by shopping around?
There is. I mean, there's lots of competition, believe it or not, for new customers. So the suppliers still offer good discounts of up to maybe 40% or more for an entire year to people who switch. Now, no one is going to be able to offset, unfortunately, some of the price increases that we've seen, and we're all going to be paying more for gas and electricity than we were this time last year. But households can absolutely soften the blow by switching. So that's a message that I'd really like to get across to listeners. Just because prices are going up doesn't mean that you can't save by switching. You could maybe save €700 to €800 off your bill, which would, you know, at least take some of the pain from some of the price increases that we're going to see. Other than that, look at little ways that you can reduce energy demand in the home. So getting LED light bulbs, tackling drafts, going for cooler washers, unplugging appliances late at night. I know these are things that we probably feel like we've all heard before, but this is really the year when people need to start doing them. And you know, the SEAI has some great tips and things like that for people to help people reduce their consumption. And just if you have a night saver meter or a smart meter, look at moving your energy use to times when it's a little bit less expensive to buy. And of course, if your home has a low building energy rating and you have the money, maybe look at retrofitting your home. But obviously that last point isn't going to be available to everyone.
There is some small bit of good news, Dara. The regulator has decreased the PSO levy. What is that and what will it mean in effect for customers?
Yeah, it's a small bit of good news, but the PSO levy is the public service obligation levy, and I suppose it's really there to support renewable energy. It was introduced several years ago, and this year it was adding around maybe 50 to 60 euro to people's bills, including VAT. Now, the PSO levy had been expected to reduce to zero, but actually the government and the CRU, the energy regulator, went a little bit further and have actually said that it's going to turn into a credit on people's bills of around 90 euro. So instead of paying maybe 50, 60 euro like we did this year, we're going to actually receive a credit on our bills. Now, the only reason we're receiving that is because electricity prices and gas prices are so high. There's an inverse relationship. So when electricity prices are so high, wind farms and so on don't need to be supported. So whilst on paper it might look like it's great that this credit is being given, it is only being given because electricity prices have reached absolutely astronomical levels. But a tiny bit of good news, as you say, is it was expected to go to zero, but now it's actually going to be a small credit on people's bills.
All right, it's only good because it's so bad. Well, Dara Cassidy, thank you very much indeed, Head of Communications with the price comparison website bonkers.ie.